Welcome back to the Sideline Spear Podcast. I'm Nathaniel Jordan, and I'm here to talk about the recent games by the North Cobb Warriors lacrosse team as they finished off their week with two losses, unfortunately, putting them at a 1-3 record on the year. Their first loss was to the Walton Raiders, where they lost 14-2. And then they played Whitefield Academy 2 days later and lost 11-3. So unfortunately, with those losses, especially coming off last week's 17-0 win against East Paulding, it doesn't seem like there's a lot of good aspects to take out of those losses, but I'm sure the Warriors can pick it up in the future, and we will be talking about that here today. Now, it started off, it was a 5-0 run by Walton in that first game, and the Warriors looked like they were holding them pretty tight. In fact, they ended up scoring two straight goals by number 16, Carter Sams, and then another goal by number 3, Zach Afala, which ended up putting the score at 5-2. That score stayed pretty close up until the second half. In that third quarter, the Walton Raiders went on a huge run and eventually scoring 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and their 13th goal all in a row in quick and successive fashion. So unfortunately, the Warriors couldn't hold on. Similar score to last year's matchup against one of the top opponents in the state. Same story over at Whitefield. The Warriors were trying to hold on and maybe squeak out a win to put the team at 500. But Whitefield Academy unfortunately did come out on top, blowing the Warriors out 11-3. Now, when I was watching that game on the sideline when they were playing Walton at home, it was a region matchup. Walton currently sits as number one in the region. And in fact, last year, they finished as number one in the region. So Walton looks about the same against a very young North Cobb opponent. And the Walton coaches were actually quite frustrated with referees in that game, despite the fact that they were indeed blowing the Warriors out. And on the Warriors sideline, they seemed quite frustrated at the other end, but they were more frustrated with the lack of defense in that game. The Warriors defense just couldn't hold up, letting Walton players get down to the other end of the field for minutes at a time. And then when the Warriors did get on offense, there were slashes all over the place from Walton, slashes to the head, slashes to the body, slashes to the stick, left and right, which ended up putting the Warriors down in a little bit of a hole there towards the end of the game, and you could see it show on their faces as the Warriors ended up tiring themselves out quite a bit at the end of the game. Well, I did not attend the Whitefield Academy game. I did talk to some lacrosse players, and they felt pretty good against going Whitefield Academy, but that is a solid school coming out of the private 1A region. In fact, the Whitefield Academy currently sits as the number 2 team in their region. And so coming up in the future games, the Warriors are playing River Ridge and then rivals North Cobb Christian School right down the street from them. And then they will end up playing Northgate and finishing out against Woodstock in those next 4 games. So they have a lot to look forward to, a very tough schedule. Coming off a 15-5 year where the Warriors did end up making the playoffs. But like I said earlier, this team is quite young. In fact, there is not a single senior on the varsity roster right now. And you have a lot of new talent in the likes of Jamari Major, number 1, who is a junior, and several other young players that have joined the team only recently in the last couple of years. Now, I did notice while on the sidelines, especially at that halftime, you could see number five, Caden Lynch, LaShawn Thomas, stepping up as a huge leader, giving his team a pep talk before the coaches came over. The coaches seemed to have quite a long discussion there at the halftime, discussing their game plan for Walton, which really in the second half, the Warriors only let up 3 points against, or as you were, 4 points against the Raiders. So obviously some changes worked on the defensive end there in the third and fourth quarter, but they just could not perform on offense as the Walton Raiders locked them down there at the end of the game. So talking to Coach Van Kallenberg, talking to him, he seems to be very positive about this Warriors team and then coming in the next coming up of the season. They did say that Walton is not a 14-2 better team, and that they do feel like we can get those games against Etowah, McEachern, Sequoia, and teams like that, especially as we get more growth of those young talents. So we will see where this team might be able to end up here as the season moves on. It is still early. Warriors sit at a 1-3 record, and after seeing last week's win against East Paulding, there is a bright future ahead for them. So that is the end of Episode 1, Season 2 of the Sideline Spear Podcast, where we bring the fans to the field, and as always, fear the spear.